Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an idea or invention patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to get started, call InventHelp toll-free at 1-800-762-7000. InventHelp is America's largest invention company. Their referrals have helped inventors secure more than 7,000 patents, and they can provide free inventors information for you. Find out how to record your invention's date of origination and get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Get started by calling 1-800-762-7000. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product, you'll want to get this free inventor's information from InventHelp. Find out how to try to patent your invention and submit it to industry. Call now to get your free inventor's information. Call 1-800-762-7000. That's 1-800-762-7000.
You are listening to the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, programming to help you explore and rediscover and remember your inner divinity. This is a production of the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. The Order of the Friends of Yeshua community was created to offer support to those who continually seek to embody the Christ message of love, forgiveness, compassion, oneness, and peace. OFJ is not interested in creating yet another worldly structure which could, by its very nature, set itself apart, and seeks not to focus on the personhood of Yeshua Jesus, but to share in the divine realization that he came to share with us, which is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that the kingdom of God is within. OFJ community is an all-inclusive community of spiritual seekers. We offer dialogue and studies for deep inner spiritual development and seminary courses for ordained ministry. If you feel called to be a part of OFJ community or to receive our monthly newsletter, please send an email to ofjcommunity@gmail.com. We'll be happy to send you information about membership in the various programs we offer. In these times of great change, OFJ community's mission is to offer spiritual support, friendship, and direction to all. Now, to our program. This is A Course in Miracles in Christ Vision, seeing through the eyes of the divine.
Many blessings to you this wonderful day. It's a beautiful New York morning in upstate New York. I hope wherever you are safe, that you are at peace, that if you are listening at the beginning of your day, you know that there is a place within yourself that you can go to tap in to the God power, the God mind, the Christ mind, the light, presence of the light continuum, the river of flowing light and love that forever connects you to our unified field, the Father, Mother, the God who we are created in the likeness of, thereby being totally divine, yet totally human at the same time. We cannot deny our divinity, nor can we deny our humanity. The journey of life is so much to teach us. It has so much to offer us. It is a school. We are here to learn to learn how to use the instruments of the body, the senses, to experience life. To get a foretaste of heaven. To connect with the kingdom of God within. To see the divine within. And the divine without. This program, Episode 5 of Christ Vision, is about the holy instant where it all counts the most in decision. The decision for love or madness rests. It is in the present moment, the now, where we decide to see is Christ, to see only Christ, or to see insanity, to see separation, to see fear. Brothers and sisters, Christ Vision is the culmination containing not only miracle-mindedness, as is taught in the miracles, but is the spirit mind we are to embody, to see all things as they really are, as absolute divine love, manifested as brilliant, radiant light and truth. Emanations from the unified field, the allness of God presence, God consciousness that lives and flows in us and through us. Through conscious choosing to see only Christ manifest through all creation. Each day, journey with me, Father Brian Rice, from the Order of the Friends of Yeshua and the Order of Ramakrishna's Ramakrishna Realization. I hope to provide you with fresh insights about how we consciously return to the state of Edenic oneness, a state of abundance which we never left, And so today, I offer you this, Lessons 361 to 365 of the workbook, is as follows. This holy instant, would I give to you, be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. This is our cry to God. This is not our plea, but our phone call home. It's important to know that if we need a word to help us on our journey, that God, the God mind, the God presence, and the Christ mind, the Christ presence within, will give it to me, will give it to all of us. If we need a thought, that too will the Father Mother give. And if we need but stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these gifts too shall we receive of our God presence, the higher self within us, that inner voice, the conscience, the God self is in charge by virtue of having been created in the image and likeness of God. God will hear and answer me. because that God, that being, that presence speaks for all, to all. The presence. Inside of us, yes, the Holy Son and Daughter. And so pray with me, a familiar prayer in this series. I thank you, Father, Mother, for your plan to save me from the hell that I made. It is not real, and you have given me the means to prove its unreality to me. The key is in my hand, and I have reached the door beyond which lies the end of dreams. I stand before the gate of heaven, wondering if I should enter in and be at home. Let me not wait again today. Let me forgive all things. Let creation be as you would have it be, and as it is. Let me remember that I am your son, your daughter, and opening the door at last. Forget the illusions in the blazing light of truth as memory of you returns to me. Brother Christ, Brother Yeshua, God presence, God mind, forgive me now. Though there is nothing to forgive. The Christ within, the Christ vision, the Christ light comes to take us home right now. And as we go, the world goes with us on our way to God. Today, in this holy instant, our happiness versus misery hinges on where love or fear hinges on. We learn the law of love. That is what we give to our brothers and sisters as our gift, not only to them, but to ourselves. This is your law, Father, not my own. I have not understood what giving means, and thought to save what I desired for myself alone. And as I looked upon the treasure that I thought I had, I found an empty place where nothing ever was or is or will be. Who can share a dream? And what can illusion offer me? Yet he whom I forgive, through Christed vision, gives me gifts beyond the worth of anything on earth. Let my forgiven brothers and sisters fill my store with heaven's treasures, which alone are real. Thus is the law of God fulfilled. And thus, your son rises and returns to you. Oh, how near we are to one another as we go to God, Yeshua Jesus says. How near he is to us. How close the ending of the dream, the unreality of sin, the misperception. So near is the redemption of the Son of God. It is but a remembering. It is but a realigning. It is but a readjustment of our seeing. It is seeing. Misperception is the blindness that keeps us victims, that limits us, that keeps us in twisted images and in broken parts. As lesson 159 in the workbook says, say with me, I give the miracles I have received in Christ's vision. I give the miracles I have received in Christ's vision. Christ's vision is a miracle. It comes from far beyond itself, for it reflects eternal love and the rebirth of love, which never dies, but has been kept obscure. Christ's vision pictures heaven, for it sees a world so like to heaven that what God created perfect can be mirrored there. The darkened glass the world presents can show but twisted images and broken parts, while the real world pictures heaven's innocence. Christ's vision is the miracle in which all miracles are born. It is their source remaining with each miracle you give, and yet remaining yours. It is the bond by which the giver and receiver are united in extension here on earth, as they are one in heaven. Christ beholds no sin in anyone. In his sight, the sinless are as one. Their holiness was given by his Father and himself. Brothers and sisters, Christ's vision is the bridge between the worlds, and in its power can you safely trust to carry you from this world into one made holy by forgiveness. And I might add that in the holy instant, in the moment of now, where our choice determines whether we love or fear, whether we create heaven or hell, whether we create a world of despair or a world of hope, this power can we safely trust to carry us from this world into the one made holy by forgiveness, as I have said. Things which seem quite solid here are merely shadows in the real world. Transparent, faintly seen, at times forgotten, and never able to obscure the light that shines beyond them. Holiness has been restored to vision, and the blind can see. This is the Holy Spirit's single gift, the treasure house to which you can appeal with perfect certainty for all the things that can contribute to your happiness. All are laid here already. All can be received, but for the asking. Here the door is never locked, and no one, my brothers and sisters, no one is denied his least request, his or her least request, or his or her most urgent need. There is no sickness not already healed, no lack unsatisfied, no need unmet with this golden treasury of what Christ sees, of what Christ is, of where, which is everywhere that Christ is found. Here does the world remember what was lost when it was made, for here it is repaired, made new again, but in a different light. So, what was made to be the home of sin becomes the center of redemption, in the hearth of mercy, where the suffering are healed and welcome. No one will be turned away from the Christ, from this new home in heaven, the heaven, the kingdom of heaven within, where everyone's salvation waits. My brothers and sisters, through God union, or Samadhi Yoga, through primal God union, we are united with our God, and through that means we are saved by virtue of being one with our Source, one with our God, made in the image and likeness, His divine beings. We are immortal and cannot die. So I say to you, we need not even ask, but simply choose to accept the gift of acceptance and welcoming. Who am I talking about? And what am I talking about? I'm speaking of Christ's vision, which is the holy ground in which the lilies of forgiveness set their roots. This is their home. They can be brought from here back to the world, but they can never grow in its unnourishing and shallow soil. They need the light and warmth and kindly care Christ's charity provides. They need the love with which He looks on them. They become His messengers who give in a like manner that they received. Behold, the store of miracles set out for you to give here in the holy instant, where you choose between God, the God presence, the God mind, the God power, the universal cosmic mind, the unified field, the allness, the divinity of all that is. Between that and the little ego, are you not worth the gift when God appointed it to be given you? So judge not God's son and daughter everywhere you look, but follow in the way he has established. As long as the world exists, it is in need of forgiveness. Christ has dreamed the dream of a forgiven world. It is his gift, whereby a sweet transition can be made from death to life, hopelessness to hope. Let us, in this holy instant, dream with the Christ, see with the Christ, breathe with the Christ. His dream, it awakens us to the truth. His vision gives the means for a return to our unlost and everlasting sanctity in God. As lesson 160 says, say with me, I am home. I am at home. Fear is the stranger here. Fear is a stranger to the ways of love. Identify with fear and you will be a stranger to yourself, and thus you are unknown to you. What is your self remains an alien to the part of you which thinks that it is real, but different from yourself. Who could be sane in such a circumstance? Who, but a madman, could believe he is what he is not? Judge against himself. My brothers and sisters, we need to know that there is a stranger in our midst who comes from an idea so foreign to truth, he speaks a different language, looks upon a world truth does not know, and understands what truth regards as senseless. Stranger yet, he does not recognize to whom he comes, and yet maintains his home belongs to him, while he is alien now, who is at home. And yet, how easy it would be to say, this is my home, here I belong, and will not leave because a madman says I must. Why do we listen to the stranger? Who is the stranger? Is it fear? Or you, who are unsuited to the home which God provides for his every son and daughter, in the sonship, the brotherhood, the sisterhood of God, the son and daughterhood? Is fear God's own? Our own? Created in God's likeness? Is it fear that love completes? and is completed by? There is no home in shelter, love, and fear. They cannot coexist. So choose love. Choose peace. Choose what enlivens. Choose what causes you to be in exultation, in ecstasy, in joy, in the peace of bliss, the all-pervading. If you are real, then fear must be an illusion. And if fear is real, then you do not exist at all. If you but listen to the voice in your heart, you would know the answer. You would know that the latter is not true. The one who fears has denied himself and has said, I am the stranger here, and so I leave my home to one more like me than myself, and give him all thought belong to me. Now, according to this, he is exiled of necessity, not knowing who he is, uncertain of all things but this, that he is not himself, and that his home has been denied to him. Our brothers and sisters, our true home, the kingdom of heaven within, the paradise state of Edenic oneness, is not denied by anything of the divine nature. It is our little ego that separates us from the remembrance of who we truly are in the eyes of Christ, through the eyes of Christ, through the eyes of the divine. A stranger to himself can find no home, wherever he may look, for he is made return to the garden. Impossible. His way is lost, except what a miracle will search him out and show him that he is no stranger. Eyes of God. The miracle will come if we but let it, if we but surrender, if we but yield, if we but be humble, if we but listen, if we but open door to our heart by turning the key of love that shines light in all darkness, that shines away all shadows. In his home, in her home, every son, every daughter, their self, their true self, remains. Who is the stranger? Stranger is unknown to our true self. our true self does not recognize the stranger in our midst. The stranger, the very stranger we have given a rightful place to. Yet ourselves, our true selves, are as certain of its own being as God is of his son and daughter, who we are. Today, as Yeshua Jesus says, we offer thanks that Christ has come to search the world for what belongs to him. Christ's vision sees no strangers, but beholds his own and joyously unites with them. They see him as a stranger, but they do not recognize themselves. Yet as they give him welcome, they remember. And brothers and sisters, he leads them, us, gently home again, where they and where we belong. Not one single person does Christ forget. Surrender all division, all separation. Surrender the structures that you have built, the boxes you have built to keep you in and to keep others out, to keep the Christ light out. We all are tabernacles of God, of the divine indwelling. We do not keep God from coming. God is already there. The God power, the God light, the God presence is already in us. And nothing we do, not even falling into a system where we believe we have sinned and erred and should then thereby exist in neurotic guilt, not even then are we separate from the love of God. We but dissociate. We but block out the memory of our oneness, of the Edenic state, the paradise garden state. And so I offer this prayer, once uttered and written by Paramahansa Yogananda. Holy Father, Holy Mother, I extol thee in thy glory, in the beauties of thy paradise within us. May I dwell in the garden of soul happiness and be filled evermore with noble thoughts, smelling the sweet fragrance of thy love. Thy unending love. Remember, in this moment, ask for remembrance. If you are in suffering, if you are in misery, if you feel yourself to be in fear, to be in separation, to be in judgment, ask but to remember that you are Christ, that the Christ dwells within you, that the Christ is who you are in every cell of your body, in every chemical that flows through you, in every nerve ending in every organ, in every channel of the brain. So in this holy instant, we recognize that we are as God created us. Christ's vision restores our sight by salvaging our mind. Today we close with another portion of the Christing Meditation, which you can buy in its entirety from the International Metaphysical Ministry. This is Dr. Paul Leon Masters, his many beautiful meditations. This meditation will lead us to the end of the program. Close your eyes. And as the meditation says, turn away from the outside world. The outside world that has been created by the collective and individual egos who sought to find a hiding place from God. So choose again. Choose a right. Choose sanity. The only real choice that exists. Love. Love, love, know that I send love to you.
From the New Testament, let the mind be in you that was in Christ. And so now I turn away from the outer world that surrounds me, to enter into the inner world of my own mind, that I may find within my mind the same awareness, consciousness, and reality that was contained in the mind of Jesus. For here within myself, the promise of all that can be already is. And so now I close off my outer senses to the outer world, that I may be alone in my own mind, to the inner world that exists here within myself. And so I feel myself now moving further and further away in my mind from the outer world, that I may travel into the inner world of consciousness, of awareness, to hear within myself, begin to perceive, to become aware of the same awareness and perception that was in the mind of Jesus, to have a Christ-mindedness, to be aware in a Christ reality of who and what I am, what life is. And so I move now into myself. And as I do, I become increasingly aware of my own state of beingness. I become increasingly aware of consciousness and awareness. For in this state, this is where I am. In that reality that exceeds temporary physical reality. For I enter increasingly into those levels of mind that are endless, that connect me, as they did Jesus, with the entirety of the universe, with infinite life. For here within my mind is the open doorway to the infinite. And so moment by moment, breath by breath, my mind as a door increasingly now opens wide to a higher reality, where I leave my conscious, ordinary, mortal mind behind me, that I may enter into the immortal part of my consciousness. And so, increasingly, I live, breathe, feel, think, and react in a world of mind that continues now to open and expand its awareness. And I am open to receive a higher state of awareness, the same awareness that was in the mind of Jesus exists in me increasingly, that my mind increasingly is being Christed, anointed with higher consciousness. And as this happens, the consciousness flows through all of the millions of cells of my body, from the crown of my head down the length of my body to the soles of my feet. Each and every one of the millions of cells that comprise my body are being brought into a higher state of awareness and of consciousness. For each and every cell is as a universe within itself. For each and every cell of my body contains all of the elements and the ingredients necessary to create an entire universe, for every cell is a minute microcosmic representation of the entirety of the universe. Every cell of the millions of cells of my body, in my toes, in my feet, in my ankles, in my calf muscles, in my knees, in my thighs, in my lower extremities, in my reproductive area, in my lower back, in my abdomen, all of the millions of cells of my body, each a miniaturized version of the entirety of the universe, and in a Christ-minded awareness, I become aware of the profoundness of this mystery. And so in my upper back, in the frontal part of my body, in my upper chest, in my neck, through my arms, down each arm, into my hands, all of the millions of cells of my body, each and every cell, a microcosmic representation of the macrocosmic universe. The miniature, a representation of the infinite. And in Christ-mindedness, I feel this now throughout my throat, my face, my ears, my eyes, my nose, the scalp of my head, throughout my body. Each and every cell is awakened and aware of its own infinite reality. For every cell of my body is a representation of that which is contained in the stars and the heavens, in planets and galaxies, right here, right now. And my consciousness throughout my body expands, and I realize that if the essence of my physical beingness, I am the universe having miniaturized itself into human form, and my Christed mind increasingly is aware of my universal genesis, right here, right now. I feel this throughout my body, as if every minute part of my body contained the entirety of universal life, and that each and every cell containing consciousness is part of the sum total of the consciousness that I am, externally, internally, eternally. I am one with that reality right here, right now. Every cell of my body vibrating to a higher Christed consciousness throughout my beingness. And as I realize this, I realize that underlying the entirety of this reality is my spiritual essence, which is the presence of God underlying all of my physical existence. And so my body is as a temple of the living God, created by the living God, sustained by the living God, while the living God lives within me as the ultimate life force of my body. And I live within the mind of God that has created me. As above, so below.
Thank you for listening to A Course in Miracles and Christ Vision, Seeing Through Eyes of the Divine, here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network. Programming to inspire you to live from the divine indwelling within you. This was a production of the Order of the Friends of Yeshua. The Order of the Friends of Yeshua community was created to offer support to those who continually seek to embody the Christ message of love, forgiveness, compassion, oneness, and peace. OFJ is not interested in creating yet another worldly structure, which could, by its very nature, set itself apart, and seeks not to focus on the personhood of Yeshua, Jesus, but to share in the divine realization that he came to share with us, which is that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that the kingdom of heaven is within. OFJ Community is an all-inclusive fellowship of spiritual seekers. We offer dialogue and studies for deep inner spiritual development in seminary courses for ordained ministry. If you feel called to be part of OFJ Community or to receive our monthly newsletter, please send an email to ofjcommunity@gmail.com. That's ofjcommunity@gmail.com. We'll be happy to send you information about membership and the various programs we offer. In these times of great change, OFJ Community's mission is to offer spiritual support, friendship, and direction to all. You can find us on the World Wide Web at ofjcommunity.org, ofjmediamonastery.info, on YouTube at www.youtube.com/user/OFJTV. To find us in the Apostolic Communion, you may find us at apostoliccommunion.info. Thank you again. This is executive producer of the Way of Consciousness Radio Network, Father Brian Michael Wright.